98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Overcast now and 66 degrees. We have three homicides to tell you about this morning. A man is dead, two others in critical condition after a shooting near 29th and Broadway Monday afternoon. Police found three men in a parking lot with gunshot wounds. One of them had died. Police say there was a disturbance inside a liquor store that led up to the shooting. A woman working in the store wanted two men to leave. When they failed to do so, she called her coworker, who was at a nearby farmer's market. He arrived at the store with his friend, and in the process of trying to get the men to leave the property, a shootout occurred, leaving one man deceased, two others critically wounded. A fourth man, a friend of the deceased, fled the scene in a black vehicle. One person is dead. A second person is in critical condition following a shooting Monday afternoon in the 2100 block of North Arkansas. Police say two people were found in a vehicle with multiple gunshot wounds. One man died at a hospital, while the second remains in critical condition. Police say they don't believe the incident is connected to the other shooting that occurred a couple of hours before, a mile and a half away at 29th and Broadway. At that crime scene, one person died and two others are in critical condition, as we reported. And finally, a man is dead after a shooting in Old Town early Monday in the 100 block of North Rock Island. Police found the 23-year-old victim, DeAndre Rubio Glover of Wichita. He died at a local hospital. Police say a disturbance took place before the shooting occurred, but the circumstances remain under investigation. Police ask anyone with information to call detectives. If you wish to remain anonymous, you can contact Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. An Augusta woman has been arrested on two counts of second-degree murder in connection to a fatal crash that killed two women Saturday night.
At 9:35 p.m., Wichita police were called to a three-vehicle crash at Central and Webb. A truck driven by an 80-year-old Augusta woman was eastbound on Central when it collided with two southbound vehicles. 42-year-old Lachey Bell and her daughter, 25-year-old Anaya Bell, were in one of those cars. Lachey was pronounced dead at the scene, while Anaya died later at a local hospital. Once the 80-year-old woman was medically cleared, she was booked into the Sedgwick County Jail on two counts of second-degree murder. Records identified the suspect as Chloe McLaughlin. Police believe speed and alcohol were contributing factors to the crash. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The driver of the third vehicle involved in that crash was treated at the scene and released. Some Minnesota students will return to class today with a little extra security surrounding them.
Starting today and lasting through the end of classes Friday, some St. Paul public and private schools have accepted an offer by their city's police and fire departments to maintain a presence at their campuses. Marked cars and uniformed cops and firefighters will be stationed at schools to bolster a sense of safety and security. Last Wednesday, two children were killed. 18 other kids and three adults were hurt at the Annunciation Church and School in Minneapolis when a shooter fired through windows into the church. Catholic masses have resumed, but classes remain closed. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Congress is returning from August recess.
House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox News the House will take up a bill related to D.C. crime in the next few weeks.
We cannot allow crime to destroy our great American cities, and it begins with the nation's capital.
With lawmakers returning from a month-long August recess, Congress will have little time to work with to avoid a government shutdown with a funding deadline September 30th. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries are requesting a meeting with Speaker Johnson and Senate Leader Thune this week to discuss funding the government. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. A rainy Labor Day protest still brought out hundreds of people to the Country Club Plaza and Mill Creek Park in Kansas City to protest the redistricting plan that's been pushed by the White House and Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe. A special session of Missouri's General Assembly is scheduled for Wednesday at noon to discuss redistricting and initiative petition reform. Six people were shot in separate incidents Monday at the West Indian Day Parade in Brooklyn. Fox's Kendall Green reports.
The NYPD deployed 2,500 officers here at the West Indian Day Parade in order to prevent the violence. Yet, three separate shootings are under investigation. Police are investigating after two people were shot. One of the victims, a man in his 20s, with a gunshot wound to the leg. Now, the second victim in that shooting, a woman in her 40s, grazed by a bullet, left with a wound to her backside. Then, a man was shot in the shoulder before he was taken to Kings County Hospital. A second man also hit in the shoulder, transported to the same hospital in a personal vehicle. Both victims in that shooting have been reported in stable condition. And less than 10 minutes later, two more victims were shot.
Police say a person of interest was taken into custody. One person was stabbed. The Trump administration is making it harder for foreigners who want to travel to the U.S.
The White House is implementing a visa integrity fee on October 1st. It would charge non-immigrant travelers $250 to visit the U.S. due at the time the visas are issued. The policy was enacted as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill. Countries such as Mexico, China, and Brazil will pay the most, with the cost for non-visa waiver countries now nearing $442, according to the U.S. Travel Association. Reuters reports overseas visitors to the U.S. declined 3% in July from the same time last year, and travel and tourism experts say the new fee will put further pressure on the industry. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The U.S. marks victory over Japan, ending World War II today.
On September 2, 1945, aboard the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay, Imperial Japan's foreign minister and army chief each signed the instrument of surrender, officially bringing to end World War II. The day is now marked in the United States as VJ Day, or Victory Over Japan Day. The United Kingdom celebrates VJ Day on August 15th. That's the day Japan's emperor announced his agreement to a surrender ultimatum from the Allies. Earlier that month, the U.S. dropped atomic bombs on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And right now in traffic, we already do have a traffic accident. Three vehicles involved, and this is Broadway, Steve?
Pawnee and Mead.
That's what
just
we're talking
east
about.
Of Broadway over there.
Just
the
east
track.
Of Broadway. Yeah. You got a call a little while ago from Jason, one of our traffic trackers. Yeah. Jason, yeah, gave us a call. So Pawnee and Mead, watch out for a traffic accident there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Gray skies this morning will turn mostly sunny this afternoon. North winds 5 to 15 and a high of 75. Clear, calm, and 60 overnight. Mostly sunny, warmer on Wednesday, high 85. Afternoon, evening storms are expected and they could be severe. Back over to mostly sunny skies on Thursday, high 77. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now overcast, the northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. 66 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The radar indicating a large area of showers, but it's all to the east of Wichita. Between here and the Missouri border, and it runs north and south from about where we are here and in Wichita down to Tulsa. And it's all moving gradually to the east and pretty much out of our area right now. So don't expect any showers this morning. Today is Tuesday, September 2nd. We had a partly cloudy day with rain in the afternoon across south-central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 80 degrees, normal high 88. Rainfall at Eisenhower, 0.39, 39 hundredths, just over a third of an inch. I did not get a chance to look at the rain gauge at my house, but late in the afternoon, it came down pretty good. Nice and straight down, but came down pretty hard there for just a little while. It was on this date in 2000, record heat continued to broil parts of central and south-central Kansas. Salina was torched by their hottest temperature ever in the month of September when the mercury soared to a sizzling 110 degrees, while Wichita baked in at 108 degrees. This tied September 3rd, 1947, for the air capital's hottest temperature ever for September. That was in the year 2000. And it was on this date 124 years ago, 1901, Theodore Roosevelt gave his famous speech where he said, "Speak softly and carry a big stick." He was vice president at the time. That was 1901. September is National Child Obesity Awareness Month. An estimated 1 in 5 American adults and children are affected by obesity. And for more information, you can visit cdc.gov or aap.org. A forgetful Maryland man bought 2 identical tickets for the same Powerball double play drawing and scored 2 $500,000 prizes for a total of $1 million. The Prince George's County man told Maryland lottery officials he was at the A1 laundromat in Riverdale on August 18th when he couldn't recall whether he already had a ticket for August 20th Powerball drawing. He ended up buying a ticket with a double play option and scored a $500,000 prize from the double play drawing, which occurred while he was out of town. The man later returned home, discovered he had indeed already purchased an identical ticket for the same drawing from the Landover Hills Exxon in Annapolis Road in Landover. The man said he quickly told his wife they had won double prizes. Winner said his prize money will allow him to help his children and grandchildren. He also said he is hoping more lottery luck is in his future. So he's going to keep playing. Yeah, he knows what he's going to do with that. How about a world record? A Connecticut man known as the Croc King.
The Croc King.
The Croc King.
Crocodiles or the sandals?
The shoes.
Okay.
He earned a Guinness World Record when his collection of Crocs was tallied at 3,569 pairs. But he said that number is already out of date. Doogie Sand Tiger. This guy's name is Doogie Sand Tiger. Said his fondness for the footwear began at the age of 16 due to his childhood in foster care, leaving him without the knowledge of how to tie his shoes. He was finally awarded the title for the largest collection of Crocs when his collection was tallied at 3,569 pairs, but the number has continued to grow since that count was performed in November of 2024.
Ah.
Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS, and hey, there's Ted Booter. Good morning, Ted.
Hello.
Been gone for a while, and I have. You guys did, I'm sure you did well while I was gone. Nobody said the radio station burned down or anything, so I know you did a great job.
Well, we tried to fill in.
Thanks for doing
best
that.
Best we could.
Sometimes you just need a rest of a couple of days. As I told Dave Wilson down the hall, staying up as late as I want and sleeping in 6 days in a row is a treasure, a precious treasure.
Pretty good stuff.
At this point in his career. Hey, that was a great show, the 7,000th show on last Tuesday.
A week ago.
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I know you did, too. It was great to hear from so many fine listeners and good people. Got an email or Facebook, I guess it was, from Steve Dillard. Did you see this? Maybe it didn't come.
I did not.
Steve is he's a wagon master, like our good friend Don Grant, and said I listened to the 7,000th from Stockholm.
Hey!
And he said some nice things about our show, and he's a good guy, Steve Dillard. That's just one of many. You get a lot of response on that, a lot of Facebook and people saying how much they enjoyed it. Well, I'll tell you what, we really enjoyed doing it for you, right?
Yeah.
And then when we do number 8,000, we'll enjoy that even more.
Yeah. We're currently at 7,004, got a way to go. Got another 4 years to go for that.
The countdown has started. All right, 6:17, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. And it's time for Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, you had the day off on Labor Day.
Yep.
So did I. And so did the Royals and the Windsurge.
Well, there you go.
Got Labor Day off, too. So we didn't have a lot of baseball yesterday, but back at it today as the homestand resumes for the Kansas City Royals at Kauffman Stadium. And they are hosting the Los Angeles Angels in a 3-game set beginning at 6:30 tonight. The Royals lost 2 out of 3 on the weekend to the Detroit Tigers. The Angels aren't exactly red hot. They've lost 11 of their last 16. The Royals right now are 2.5 games behind Seattle for a playoff spot with 25 games to go.
Ooh, wow.
And you can listen to the game tonight, Angels and the Royals. It's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. After a day off, the homestand resumes for the Wichita Windsurge. Minor League Baseball downtown, 7:05 tonight at Equity Bank Park. A 6-game series against the team Wichita is chasing for a playoff spot, the Tulsa Drillers. Wichita is coming off a 6-game sweep over Arkansas to begin this 12-game homestand. Tulsa comes in on a 4-game winning streak. This is a big series between these two. It'll be the final 6 home games of the regular season for Wichita today through Sunday. Wichita is right now 2 games behind Tulsa for a playoff spot with 12 games to go in the season. Big games this week. Women's soccer. K-State played yesterday in Massachusetts. A road game on Labor Day at Harvard. And it turned out to be a draw. 0-0. K-State and Harvard. So here's we're 5 games into the season for K-State women's soccer. They're undefeated. 4-0-1. All 5 shutouts. K-State defense has not allowed even a goal yet this season. In fact, there are only 3 teams in the nation that have not allowed a goal yet this season. K-State, Tennessee, and Pennsylvania. So the K-State women's soccer team continues to play just insane lockdown defense, and they're undefeated through 5 games as a result. And speaking of, of course, college athletics, happy birthday to a couple of guys that played for the Jayhawks in basketball. Happy birthdays to twins Marcus and Markeith Morris, who will both turn 36 years old today and have had long careers in college and the NBA. Marcus Morris was taken with the number 14 overall draft pick out of Kansas by the Houston Rockets after playing 3 years at KU. Marcus, 13 years in the NBA with 8 teams. He didn't stay anywhere very long. His longest stint was 3 years with the Los Angeles Clippers. Coming out of college at KU, he was the Big 12 Player of the Year. His final year with the Jayhawks and his number 22 jersey is retired at KU. Marcus Morris and his twin brother Markeith, of course, also celebrating a birthday today. He was drafted 1 pick ahead of his brother Marcus. Markeith went number 13 overall in the NBA draft of the Phoenix Suns. That's where he had his longest stint for the first 5 years of his pro career. Markeith got a NBA championship ring with the Los Angeles Lakers in the COVID bubble year of 2020. And he has played 14 years in the NBA, 8 teams among those stops in 14 years for Markeith Morris. Happy birthday to former KU basketball greats. The Morris brothers, Markeith and Marcus, their birthdays. They are 36 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. Located in Northeast Wichita, Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumpkin Pumpkin Ale, WBC's most popular seasonal beer. It's made with actual pumpkin, and it's served with a spiced rim. Yumpkin Pumpkin, it's now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here.
Hey, the Menza, my Menza group was there Thursday for lunch. Mm-hmm. Had a great lunch at the brewing company.
Good choice.
Yes, sir. Keep it here for Dr.
Did anybody have a Yumpkin Pumpkin?
No, I don't know what that is, but I will try it next time.
All right.
How's that? Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. More on the importance of sleep. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Well, he's going to have me do that report then. That's what he's going to talk about.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on a Tuesday morning, 66 degrees. Wichita police are investigating after a 19-year-old man was shot in South Wichita over the weekend.
Around 2:40 Saturday afternoon, officers responded to the Bullet Stop store in the 2600 block of West Pawnee. They found a man inside a vehicle in the parking lot with a gunshot wound. He was taken to a local hospital in critical but stable condition. Police say at the time of the shooting, an 18-year-old man and a 16-year-old boy were inside the vehicle with the victim. The 16-year-old was arrested for aggravated battery and juvenile in possession of a firearm. According to police, the 3 individuals know each other. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The third phase for paid parking in downtown Wichita begins this week. Phase 3 is focusing on a large number of the remaining streets in the downtown area. Installation expected to take several weeks. The first phase began back on July 1st when motorists started being charged $1 per hour for parking on certain downtown streets.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is headed to Mexico and Ecuador this week.
The State Department says Secretary Marco Rubio's trip is meant to advance U.S. priorities, including action to dismantle cartels, stop fentanyl trafficking, reduce the trade deficit, and counter malign extra-continental actors. In the case of Mexico, our trade deficit last year with them was $172 billion, and they did get a delay in reciprocal tariffs. There may also be discussion, though, around cartel influence on Mexican government officials after the latest guilty pleas from cartel leaders in U.S. custody. Now, in the case of Ecuador, malign extra-continental actors is likely a reference to China, which has invested heavily in Ecuador and provided billions of dollars worth of loans to the country. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The trip comes as three U.S. warships arrive off the coast of Venezuela and the Caribbean, along with 4,000 sailors and Marines.
A recent study finds addressing hearing loss may reduce the risk of dementia if it's done early enough.
Not hearing as well means less stimulation for the brain. One expert with Northwell Health Phelps Hospital in New York telling Fox News Digital, those with hearing loss are nearly two times more likely to develop dementia than those with typical hearing. Now, researchers from several universities have reviewed data from a long-term study tracking the health of nearly 3,000 participants. And they found adults with hearing loss who reported wearing hearing aids before age 70 cut their risk of dementia by more than half, a 61% lower risk for incident all-cause dementia, the researchers write. They did not find the same benefit in those 70 or older at the time of their hearing tests, highlighting the importance, they say, of early intervention. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And that research is published in JAMA Neurology.
A University of Kentucky student is facing charges after a shocking discovery found in her closet.
21-year-old Lakin Snelling is charged with abuse of a corpse, tampering with physical evidence, and concealing the birth of an infant after investigators say they found her baby's body in a trash bag. The senior was arrested Sunday after Lexington police received a call about an unresponsive infant. She's enrolled at the University of Kentucky and had been a member of the stunt team, which does floor routines similar to cheerleading. Police are investigating how the infant died. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Gray skies this morning will turn mostly sunny this afternoon. North winds 5 to 15 and a high of 75. Clear, calm, and 60 overnight. Mostly sunny, warmer on Wednesday, high 85. Afternoon, evening storms are expected and they could be severe. Back over to mostly sunny skies on Thursday, high 77. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a cloudy sky, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. 66 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:34 on this Tuesday morning, September 2nd, and just about an hour from now, we'll check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Our weekly conversation with Commission Chair Beatty coming up around 7:35 this morning here on KNSS. And as I said, September the 2nd, it was on this date in 1935, likely the most violent hurricane ever to strike the United States. The infamous Labor Day hurricane roared through the Florida Keys. This is 1935, with sustained winds around 200 miles per hour. The hurricane produced a 15-foot storm surge, waves around 30 feet high, killed 408 people, and caused around $6 million in damage. And that was 1935. The big Key West.
Yeah, if you're in the Keys, there's not much to stop.
Nothing
any
out
of
there.
That. Nope, it's just hitting you directly.
On this date 30 years ago, 1995, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame opened with a benefit concert featuring James Brown, Johnny Cash, Bob Dylan, and Aretha Franklin. Pretty good lineup.
In Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah. To open up the Rock and Roll Museum. A Connecticut man. I already talked about the Croc King, didn't I? Let's see here. What have we got?
No, oh. Tell me. You didn't. Did you tell? Okay.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. You hadn't showed up just yet. Anyway, he set another record, Guinness World Record. Doogie Sand Tiger.
Yeah.
He has 3,569 pairs of Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you keep them? These are rubbery shoes, right? I don't know that I have any of those.
I can't wear them.
I have some garden shoes.
He has a big wagon out back.
Yeah.
Okay. An Idaho man took 96 hits to the face with wet sponges in a single minute, recapturing an unusual Guinness World Records title in the process. David Record Breaker Rush and frequent collaborator Jonathan Hollywood Hannon previously held the record for the most
wet sponges thrown in 1 minute, team of two, with a total of 92. But they were later beaten by another team, which that team managed 93. Now they're back on top with 96, hitting each other in the face with sponges in 1 minute's time.
All right, Ted.
Good contest for everything.
Here's the question you have to ask yourself when you hear about that particular world record. Mm-hmm. What is the Batman noise that that would make? Would it just splat. Be splat?
Would be my first guess.
Whomph, maybe?
No.
I don't know.
Splat.
And, you know, we do a story on these two nitwits about once every 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, they're always doing something.
Tune in for Thursday or Friday. We'll have another world record broken by this dude in Hollywood.
Yeah, the dude. Yeah. David Record Breaker Rush.
Mm-hmm.
That's his self-proclaimed nickname. All right, Ted, this is going to be a busy week. Going to be kind of short. There's only 4 days for us to work this week. Oh, that's too bad. Of course, the Labor Day weekend is over. Shelly and I dined at homegrown restaurants twice.
Twice?
Yeah, in the days I was off. My
daughter. Oh, my gosh.
Stacy wanted to go there yesterday, so we went over to the west side on yesterday. I always get the same thing, the Eggs Benedict, the Florentine. Terrific. And Shelly made a Greek pizza. Now, I took a photo of it. I've tried to get it on Facebook four times. I think I might have gotten it on this morning. I don't know. Just a photo of it. Now, did you make some pizza, too?
Yeah, we had a big, my family had a big pizza feast.
Yeah.
On Sunday night for the Notre Dame football game.
There you go. How'd they do?
Oh, terrible. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Really?
But the pizza was outstanding.
The pizza was good.
Pizza was 100%. So.
Who were the Irish playing?
At Miami.
Okay. Also, dined with Brother Jerry and Dorothy, his wife. You know, Dorothy from Kansas at Yoder Restaurant.
Carriage Crossing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember you and I, what was it, a year ago?
I love Carriage Crossing.
How about that?
We ate there. Yeah, when we were coming back from the state fair, we ate there last year.
Good chow.
Oh, man. That place is so good.
Spent some time Monday at an antique mall. First time I've ever been to an antique mall. Probably won't go again.
Not a good experience for you?
Nor my wife. But my daughter and my granddaughter seemed to enjoy it. They were looking for certain things that I wasn't looking for anything, so. Looking for a good place to sit down.
Wow.
It's this antique
mall. Not your thing, apparently.
No, it's not. I know. People love this. This thing is a city block out there by Side Pockets.
Okay.
You need to go inside and just look around. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. People have a lot of treasures they're trying to sell there.
Well.
I didn't buy any.
You know what they say. One man's treasure is another. Well, anyway.
There you go.
Yeah.
6:39 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS talking about treasure. What about Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities? There's a treasure for all of us. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Friday, the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures closed positive with triple-digit upside and near their session highs. Cash cattle trade has been on both sides of unchanged from the previous week, but Kansas did see mostly 242 paid. Lean hog futures continue to make new highs for the current move to the upside and closed positive. On the close Friday, October live cattle, $2.72 higher at $239.65. October feeders, $2.95 higher at $364.47. October lean hogs up 75 cents at $95.02. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures all closed positive Friday with help from short covering activity. Now, over the weekend, a federal appeals court struck down most of Trump's tariffs. And later this week, parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin may see lows in the mid-30s, well ahead of their normal first frost. The grains did open last night, and we have seen nothing but downside in our start of the month of September, as we're looking right now at December Kansas City wheat, 7 cents lower at 5.12¾. December corn down a penny and a quarter at 4.19. November soybeans down 10 and a quarter now at 10.44¼. October crude oil is $1.78 higher at $65.79. December gold up $36 at $3,552. September S&P down 48 points at $6,424. September dollar index 66 cents higher at $98.35. And September Dow Jones futures 251 points lower at $45,350. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TOM. to Tom.
So how was your Labor Day weekend? Uneventful or did anything exciting happen, Tom?
We hosted a surprise birthday party for one of Patty's friends on Saturday. And then we had a lot of things that we'd done around here over the three-day weekend, including I had a lot of catching up to do in the office.
In the office?
Yes.
Yeah. But you have to go through your notebooks and clean out some of the pages that didn't. I don't even want to know. What, did you take out the trash?
It was mostly just the fact that August was such a busy month. There were a lot of things that we needed to be done that just had got put to the side, yeah. Because there just wasn't time to get her all done.
Well, I had 6 days off. And I got to tell you, those kind of things, I did none of it. I sat on my rear end and watched TV most of the time.
Well,
I mean, I just...
Hey, that's something.
I have to admit, Steve, I did watch some TV.
Yeah.
I watched a documentary on Andrew Jackson and one on Abraham Lincoln, which both were fantastic.
Really? Nice. That sounds good. I'd like to see that, especially the one. I don't know much about Andy Jackson. That would be a good one. I'd like to see that.
I did not either. I learned a lot about him. He was quite a gentleman.
Yeah, his picture's on the $20 bill.
That's exactly right. And I didn't realize it. There's a lot of people in this country that have opposed the fact that his picture's on a $20 bill because of some of his backtracking on his Indian policies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was a pretty controversial guy, I guess. Had, what, a couple of duels he was in, too. So
yes, he was. Yes.
All right, sir. Thank you, and we will check with you again tomorrow morning. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. How is your financial health? Oh, we're going to find out, I guess.
Come all right, that's the big question.
John Grant with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS, 6:47 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Phase three of downtown Wichita paid parking begins this week.
Two.
Augusta woman arrested on murder charges after crash that killed two Wichita women.
One.
Three dead, four wounded in Labor Day shootings in North Wichita and Old Town. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
As the traffic volumes are picking up right now, watch out westbound on Kellogg. This is actually pretty close to Ridge Road. It's between Ridge Road and Tyler. Westbound on Kellogg, we got a stalled out vehicle there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Decreasing clouds today with a high of 76 degrees. Monday's high was 80. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 60. Wednesday, sunny with a 20% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 85 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. 66 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather brought to you by the Monarch. It's Tuesday. That means $7 signature and classic cocktails. All cocktails, including their old fashions, are $7 all day long at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas at the roundabout in Delano. The NFL season kicks off later this week, and fans are already focused on first downs.
Fox on Tech.
For the first time this football season, first downs are going to be measured by six Sony Hawkeye cameras, not the chain gang. Here's Justin Glotz, Sony's Hawkeye Innovations North America Commercial Director.
For the first time, virtual measurement's rolling out. So it's a substitution for the chains, adds efficiencies to the game so we can get back to the action as quick as possible, but also give you some objectivity to those measurements that take place and tell you exactly how short a ball is, if it hasn't reached the line to gain, or if it has, just how close it was.
Refs still have to spot the ball, but then the technology steps in. I asked Aaron Amendola, the NFL Deputy Chief Information Officer, about fans that are not ready to see the chain gang sidelined.
You can't please all the people all the time, I assume is what you always say, but I do think it's a different experience, but it's going to be a better experience.
For now, Sony's Hawkeye line measurement will only measure first downs. It doesn't decide touchdowns, fouls, or other plays. For Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
Stocks resume trading today after the holiday. The market closed down Friday.
Shares of Marvell plunging Friday after the AI chipmaker's data center revenue failing to meet estimates.
Marvell also provided weak guidance for the current quarter. Caterpillar stock falling Friday. The construction and mining machinery maker says tariffs will have a $1.5 to $1.8 billion impact on its finances this year, more than it had originally anticipated. Sentinel One stock climbing Friday. The cybersecurity firm posted better-than-expected second-quarter results as AI-related threats continue to escalate. Stocks closing lower Friday, the Dow ending down 92, S&P 500 down 42, NASDAQ down 250. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
How is your financial health? Dr. Don Grant, the Money Tracker, with us this morning.
Turn your head and cough.
Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, moving into the third quarter of the year, American consumers, well, they face new complex financial challenges. Inflation worries are emerging again as consumers are confronting tariff-induced price increases on everything from auto parts to groceries. I experienced that yesterday when I went to the store. A new Yahoo Finance Marist poll shows a country out of step with their personal finances. Credit card balances have hit record highs. Student delinquencies climb, and many Americans still lack emergency savings. Unfortunately, the study indicates economic decline in many segments of the American public. Now, here are some key findings from the 2025 My Money survey. Almost half of Americans say that their income just about matches their expenses. About 30% say expenses exceed monthly income. About 40% say they would cut spending when expenses exceed income, and 26% would dip into savings. 45% describe the cost of living in their area as not very affordable or not affordable at all. 30% say their financial situation has deteriorated in the past year. Lower income and older Americans are hit the hardest. It's difficult to save when costs climb and income is either static or below spending levels. Earlier this year, about a third of Americans said that they were dissatisfied with the amount of money they have saved over the past year. Not much has changed in the third quarter. Only about 1 in 10 Americans feel completely secure with their financial cushion. American consumers are facing a general sense of economic uncertainty. History shows us that these cycles change, and it may take time, but economic conditions will eventually evolve and favor consumers. That's the good news. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
How many did you say their expenses are bigger than their income?
About 30% say that their expenses exceed monthly income.
How can you live like that? I can't
imagine. Well, they said some 26% said they're going to dip into savings if they have it. And others, then another, like I said, 40% say that they would cut spending when expenses exceed income. So they're just going to have to find ways to tighten their
belt. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah.
People just don't have much common sense, do
you
they?
I
shake my head. That's just ludicrous.
I went to the grocery store yesterday. I made some guacamole, you know, and I needed some chips.
Oh, well.
$5.99 for Doritos.
Yeah.
$5.99.
And it wasn't that long ago. It was less than half that.
It was like two bucks. Yeah. $2.50 maybe.
Not anymore.
I was floored. I pay attention to prices. That one snuck up on me.
Because there's tariffs on those potato chips.
Probably. Yeah, there must be. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, tariffs. They're made in Texas, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they're probably made locally. Probably made here someplace.
There you go. All right. Today is VJ Day, stands for Victory Over Japan. This commemorating the shift in the World War II in favor of the Allies that spelled the end of the massive conflict. Shift, heck, the shift was over. My father and father-in-law served in the Pacific Theater in World War II. One was in the South Pacific and the other was in Alaska. So there you go. Yeah, I'm reading a really pretty good book right now. I didn't look for much. It's called Victory 45, The End of the War in 8 Surrenders. And it goes by how the surrenders went about and what happened.
Oh, wow.
I'm getting through Europe, and, of course, Field Marshal Montgomery, the English, was instrumental in getting the Germans to come to the table. He was out there, and he said, and he did just what he was told.
no condition, unconditional surrender. And Monty kept on him, and he got it. So
weren't there a couple of those signed on ships?
The ones in Japan was. It was on the Missouri.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I found out that when Eisenhower finally, when they signed the agreement in Reims, France,
right?
Eisenhower was in the next. He wasn't even in the room with them. He did not want to be in the room with those guys.
Really?
And he was not very. He had been to those camps recently and seen the death camps.
Oh my goodness.
Ike was not in a good mood.
Well, the Japanese have become amazing allies.
I mean,
I lived in Japan when I was a kid for 2.5 years and just got to know the Japanese people, and they are just amazing.
They are.
I've been back, and it's a great country.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, I'm just amazed that we've become such good friends over the years.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to understand the Wagon Masters Downtown Chili Cook-Off's coming off.
It's coming up. Yeah.
Yeah, the 27th.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, one of my proudest accomplishments is being a potentate for that.
Yeah, you're a very impotent man.
I am so impotent.
I pull that one out every time he says he's a potentate. But
it's coming up, though.
It is. It is. 27th. We're looking forward to it. It's always a fun time. And I tell you, we've got a lot of great teams lined up, a lot of great fun things to do. And it's not just about chili. It's about a family day out, you know?
That was down there with the perfect time of the year.
It is. It is.
I was down there with one of my grandsons and his friend years ago. They hit a ball. I
said, good. You're going to be down there again this year?
I hope so. If I can get around.
You get to wear your I'm impotent.
I don't have one.
You didn't get to keep anything, did you?
It's one of those things. It's really the remuneration of one can of beer is not a whole lot for doing that.
Well, that's because that's all you wanted. We would have given you two or three or five.
All right, Don. Thank you, sir. We will check with you again tomorrow morning. Coming up, you've got the top of the hour news with Steve and Ted here at 7 o'clock. It was a bloody weekend in Wichita. 3 separate homicides. We're going to tell you all about it. Coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
You know, the summer...